Now, there's a hierarchy of exception names built into Java. The Java classes that are already there can give various types of exceptions. And so everything is a throwable exception. The ones that you have to catch are actually called exceptions. And then under that, here at the level of array exception, there's a whole list of types of exceptions that can occur. And in general, they're grouped together like array exception, so that you don't have to try to catch individual array exceptions, but you can just catch the whole class of them in any method which might cause array exceptions.